This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
January 29th, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen celebrating Curmudgeon Day. What does the word curmudgeon mean to you? If I start with you, Jay, what is a curmudgeon?
It sounds like a fun time. Sounds like don't bother me and I won't bother you kind of good time.
I think the opposite, actually.
Really?
So remember, curmudgeon is like an old grumpy guy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what Victoria.
Get off my lawn. Yeah, it's a good.
Yeah, thing. Right. Yeah, when the three of us, when there was the DJV program and Victoria was here, she used to call me Captain Curmudgeon. And so anyway, this is celebrated on the birth anniversary of W.C. Fields, who is a great comedian, writer, actor. His name was William Claude Duckenfeld, but he became known as W.C. Fields.
I can understand why he changed his last name.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
that's a rough one.
He portrayed more cantankerous characters throughout his life. He was kind of a short, fat guy who wore a bowler hat much of the time. He was a drunk. He didn't like children. He didn't like dogs. He didn't like most anything or anybody, and that's how he became. He was Captain Curmudgeon in the movies, but he also was in his real life. He died at the age of 66, and so this was, I think this is his birthday, and that's why on Curmudgeon's Day it's celebrated. People who are grouchy, people who can go around the neighborhood and find all the worst things that are in the neighborhood. Grouchy, grumpy, that kind of stuff. I always took offense when Victoria said that. Not a lot, but I don't think I'm like that. I can turn the switch on and off, though, from time to time, right? I think that's what
realistic,
you do.
Realistic, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I want to apply that. You know what I think, Jay, would be interesting? If we did a poll, we were just asking people what they would like to have in their cars in the future. I would like to know, honestly, really and truly, that's why we ask these questions. I shouldn't say I want to know honestly, but I kind of, if Robert F. Kennedy were on the ticket with Trump, would you vote for it? I think that's a good question. I think that's something that's relative. It's in front of us. It's a possibility. So why not ask it? I think that that's a good question to ask. So maybe if you don't mind, as much as we stay away from that sort of stuff for the most part, I'm looking at this. Actually, there's a whole business of fascination, actually, with air travel. I like to fly most of the time. Sometimes I don't, but most of the time I'm okay with it. In fact, I like it, depending on where I sit in the plane. I've noticed something of late, and I just kind of Googled it just for the heck of it to see if I was right. Because I'm noticing a lot of the, I fly on American almost exclusively, and I've noticed that there's a big change with the new staff, that they're putting on a lot of people that, and I'm not saying this is good or bad, I'm just making an observation. But it does it goes along with my concern for people who get hired, not because they're good, but because of what the color of their skin is, or what their national heritage is. And so I've knocked around here and found that the airlines, especially American, are trying to find job applicants who are either women or specifically not white. And I find that very, very troubling. I'm all for diversity and equity, and what do they call it? What's that phrase or the letters DEI. They use? Yeah, okay. I'm all for that. But I think that the idea of hiring people because, not that they're qualified, but especially in the airline industry where they're looking for so many people. And I'm not saying this. The other day, I think I told you the story. There's a fellow who's a pilot for American that I run into with regularity because he does Boston, L.A. He lives in Seattle, but he's got seniority enough that the more senior you are, the more you're likely to get these cross-country transcon trips. So when he came out of the airport the other night, he and I were talking, and he introduced me to the co-pilot, who is a fellow who is a Guatemalan, who's got a green card here, hired by American because he knows how to fly. And, yeah, and this guy said, I said, who flew us across the country, you or this guy? And he said, the co-pilot flew us across the country. And apparently he's only been at American for 3 months. And they put him in the second seat. This pilot's telling me, a helicopter pilot and, you know, that sort of thing. But I didn't think of it at the time, but as I'm looking around here, there's a lot of stuff on social media about this. And some of it is political, some of it isn't. But I just find it, I'm making an observation, whether it's of value or not, it's up to you. But if you fly as much as I do, you begin to notice it. There are a lot of flight attendants now that don't speak English well. Especially, I flew up from Florida yesterday, and all of the flight attendants were either speaking in Spanish, or they were relating. The lady who sat to me, there's a lady next to me who was couldn't speak English at all. And so she was trying. I had a drink of cran apple, and she kept tapping me on the shoulder and pointing to the can, and then she pointed to the flight attendant. And so when the flight attendant came by, I said, "I think this lady wants what I'm drinking." And so there was a communication, but it wasn't, you know, and then somebody else, another flight attendant, came down and spoke Spanish and understood what was going on. And that's fine. That's good. It does sort of fly in the face of my feeling, you know, the French want us to speak French when we're there, and I get that. Like, I want people who come to our country to speak English. I just do. I find it. I think on a plane, when you're sitting in an emergency row, it's dangerous if the people don't speak English. Am I right about that? Do you think I'm right, or am I overreacting?
I would say so. If you have to follow directions, maybe. I mean, not just English, but whatever. I mean, there are plenty of airlines that aren't English first airlines speakers fly.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I just find it.
When you're sitting in the exit row, somebody comes to you and asks you, and then we'll talk to you. Like, can you handle the job?
You have to answer yes. Right.
Yeah. Yes. And I think that if you don't, or you can't even understand the questions, then if somebody were to come to me and speaking French or Spanish or anything, I would have to say no. I wouldn't be able to help, and they'd have to reseat me. But I think it's also one of those things that if you are a tourist, yeah, you want to try to at least get by enough with speaking a different language. But if it's more so if you are going to be employed and work, especially in customer service, wherever you are, then you should be able to be a little bit fluent, at least at minimum. And that's just anywhere. But I've noticed when I've traveled out of the country, there are so many more English-speaking people as the second language than there are when other people come to America.
Than there are in this country.
It's not a societal norm for Americans to speak more than one language.
No, that's right. But it is in other countries. Yes, give you that. But to get back to the main focus here, the fact that there are a lot of people being hired for jobs that are being hired because of the color of their skin, or where their national, where their heritage is, rather than are you the most qualified? And I think that's not only wrong, but I think it's dangerous. And I think that that sort of thing, we've become so politically correct or woke or whatever the term is that you want to. I'm not saying we don't need to progress, because we do. And I'm not saying there aren't prejudiced people in this country, because there are. But I think that the just the pendulum swinging to the point of it not looking. I talked to a guy who was the co-pilot of the plane that came back up from Florida when I came up yesterday, and he was Chinese, and he spoke English. Looked, you know, he. I said I tried to couch it in my talking to him. Were you trained in America? He said no. I was trained to fly in China. And so he came over here, he got a green card, and he's flying for American. It just is, okay. And I know that they're looking for pilots, but and I don't think there's anything wrong with having a guy who was born in China that came over here and wants to, you know, there aren't many people, and he and I said this, we kind of chuckled about it. I wasn't trying to be politically incorrect, but we were talking about why he came to America. And he said, because there's so much opportunity here, and my family is here, and I wanted to live here. And I said, you know, your family came here from China? He said, yeah. And I said, why do you think people don't go to China? And he looked at me and this strange, no, I was giving him the same, people want to come here, but they don't want to go to China. And he sort of raised his eyebrow with me a little bit and said, well, there's not much in China I think he said the word inviting. He said, there's not very much inviting in China. He spoke perfect English, but see, we look at these people and we wonder, okay, is there something going on because of the way the news media portrays China? The way I portray the Chinese government isn't the way I portray people who live in China, although I also noticed something I was going to talk to Chuck about. We used to have in China the top 10 movies every year, seven of them would be movies made in America. There isn't one movie that was made in America last year that made it into the top 10 in China, which is a very interesting reality, whether they're not getting as much exposure or, you know, you hear all these guys complaining about the movies don't make any money. And China was a big, big market for mostly our action movies. So interesting to see where that goes. All right, 18 after, folks, here on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is Doug Steph, a good day program. Did I say that too quickly? Doug said,
it's a tongue twister.
Hey, all right, all right. Doug and Jay on the Good Day program with a focus here on our social media on a trending name that comes up in the celebrity department. It's Jackie Robinson. Don't necessarily think of him as a celebrity, even though he was one of the great baseball players of all time. And to get back to what we were talking about with diversity, equity, and inclusion, he was the first black player in the major leagues, was not well... he wasn't warmly received, shall we put it that way. But as time went on, people recognized the value of him and his playing. So there was a statue that was erected in his honor in a park in Wichita, Kansas. Well, we're going to find out what's the story with that, the statue, in just a matter of moments here. So it's a very compelling and kind of a frustrating story right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
All right, so Jay, we have this statue that was erected in the memory of Jackie Robinson that's been in Wichita, Kansas for a number of years. Apparently somebody stole the statue, and the city is offering a $7,500 reward for the return of the Jackie Robinson statue. Certainly a baseball
statue was cut off at the ankles and just totally stolen.
But when was it? What did they use this? Sawzall or something? Just cut it off. Put it in the back of a pickup truck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The city says the damage is about $75,000. Why would somebody do that is the question.
Exactly.
Is it a prank, children? Is it somebody who doesn't like black people? This guy goes way beyond the color barrier. You'd wonder, but we do have people who think like that. And then, excuse me, of course, someone's going to relate it because the Black History Month starts on Friday, it's February, and so there'll be attention paid to things like this, good things, bad things. The statue itself was built by an artist named John Parsons, who donated it, and so he was with the Dodgers. I don't know, what was the connection to Wichita? I guess that was my question. Do you know what the connection was to Wichita for Jackie Robinson?
Where was he born and raised?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That isn't clear.
He was born in Georgia. He died in Connecticut. But and also, what's going to happen? Because this is going to be found. I hope it's going to be found. And I feel like just in today's world, with how many cameras are set up, whether
everywhere,
front door cameras or businesses, somebody had to have seen something, or a camera somewhere had to have caught something somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, if you believe that all the things you see in the TV shows are true, that there's a camera everywhere, and you can always find the bad guys by looking at the having these computerized connections to the cameras. But anyway, it's just the thought of doing it. Why would you do it? What are people thinking that think that this is cool to do? Or it's just, I don't know. A lot of people have strange ideas, that's for sure. 28 after here. This is Good Day.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
Did you know that radio is over 100 years old? Actually, radio spans 3 centuries and 2 millennia. It emerged in the late 19th century as wireless telegraphy. It thrived in the 20th century as the first mass medium and remains relevant in the 21st century, evolving with digital technology and modern culture. Although Italian inventor Guglielmo Marconi received the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1909 for his major contributions to its development, the actual process of sending signals over the air via electromagnetic waves was predicted as early as the 1860s and invented in stages by brilliant scientists and engineers from all over the world. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is promising to appeal the $83 million jury verdict against him in the E. Jean Carroll defamation trial in New York. He had already been found liable for sexually assaulting and defaming the author involving an encounter with Trump decades ago. The former president reacting on social media over the weekend.
Taking to Truth Social and writing, absolutely ridiculous, exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. And then in capital letters he writes, this is not America, exclamation point.
USA's Laura Winters. Super Bowl 58 is now set. The reigning champion Kansas City Chiefs will defend their title against the NFC San Francisco 49ers. The Super Bowl will happen in Las Vegas on February 11th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Kansas anymore.
Maybe that relates to the question we had, Jay, about why. Did we find out why the statue of Jackie Robinson was in Wichita? That didn't make any sense to me. I don't know whether they were big fans.
A good question, too, to follow up is, well, why not?
Yeah, no, I get it. Is there some connection, I guess? There has to have been a connection to him and that city for some reason. So we can't seem to find it, but if somebody knows, help yourself to our comment line. Easy enough to get to. All our social media is connected at Good Day Networks, and you could become part of the discussion that we have on the Good Day Download, which every day is produced. Travis Kelsey donating 25,000 meals to children in Kansas City was one of the things we talked about on the last Good Day show, so it's on the Good Day download, gooddayshow.com. Every day, all day long, you can hear the program in its entirety, so feel free to check that out. I was wondering, I was looking at one of my philosophy pages, because I have lots of interest in philosophy and how we are as a human race, what is there about us that's cool and good, and I guess maybe in a sense I look at some of these things to find out what I'm grateful for when I have different ideas. I know in the main that I say when I go to bed every night I'm grateful for these people and that part of my life, but then I think about for example, my children or my grandchildren, and maybe this applies to you too. In 10 years, who will you be? Think about it. I think about I've never really given much thought. I've just done things as they came along in my life. I didn't plan I did plan to stay in radio for my life. And I have, being around cows is something that I plan on as part of my life. But did I plan, if you'd have said to me 2 years ago at this time, that I would be running a development, real estate development, I would tell you you were nuts. So, you know, will I still have that in my life in 10 years? Jay, where will you be in 10 years? What do you think?
That's a good question.
Mommy again? Yeah, you could be mommy again.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things that I used to always think 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead, and now I just feel like I'm just going half a day at a time. Just roll with the flow.
Yeah,
sometimes you have to pivot. Sometimes you are walking along your path. Sometimes you're just right next to your path. And let's just go where everything takes us.
I think most people will be the same person that they are, just 10 years older. And that may be fine with you. That's cool. But some people will want to be better. Mm-hmm. And they won't have the same pattern of thinking, the same habits. They won't struggle with the same things. Their skills will get better. You can upgrade your skills, a little learning, training, practice, whatever it is that you do. And you can get results that are different for yourselves, if that's what you want.
I think it also depends on age, too. Because I'm not the same person I was at 18 or 19.
No.
Not quite the same person I was at 28 or 29. But once I get to, I'm 39 right now, but once I get to 49, I feel like I will more closely resemble who I am now than today who I was 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Exactly.
If that jumbled mess made any bit of sense.
No, it makes good sense. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know that George Washington really had red hair? We always see pictures of him with a white wig on. How many people know that George Washington had red hair?
I didn't know that fact, and I didn't know that I really wanted to know that fact. I'm really impressed with that fact.
But now you know the rest of the story, as they say. Yep,
why
George
did he wear the wig?
Well, because that was the style at the time. All men wore wigs like that. Yeah, no, that was...
Red hair is so beautiful. Why cover it up?
Yeah, I suppose that's... Well, I don't know what it was like. You know, people didn't brush their teeth back then. They didn't have the same grooming habits they were... People were kind of dirty.
There was no deodorant.
No. Ugh. And people didn't take
baths.
Everybody
just went nose blind.
No, right. Yeah, exactly. So, there's that. I don't know. I'm looking at, when Jeff was here, I wanted to talk a little more about Nikki Haley, who keeps taking shots at Trump. And she's trying to do it without alienating the Republican voters. She doesn't discuss his legal troubles at all, which is pretty interesting because a lot of that's going to come out big time. When they have their debates, Biden will hammer away at that. One of the most interesting stories of the day today is the fate of Mr. McMahon, right? Vince McMahon. Late of the World Wrestling Federation, he sold out his interest to the, what do they call those, the cage fighters, the ultimate, what do they call those people?
Oh, yeah. The
MMF.
There's
MMA.
So many different things, and I get all of them confused. Yeah. It's WWE and, what is it, UFC and then WWE. A bunch of people from
merged.
WWE created their own thing, too.
Yeah, right. Anyway, his son-in-law, who's married to, obviously, his daughter. Very important part of all of this stuff. His name is Paul Levesque. They call him Triple H. So he's made some comments after Vince McMahon has been accused of sex trafficking. And that's why he resigned. If he wasn't guilty, my thinking is he wouldn't have resigned. And because sex trafficking is such a thing now, how much time have we given to it this month, all the attention?
There's been so much discussion. See, and even just over the last few months. Yes, yeah. It's a real thing that is happening, and it's not something that just happens in other countries or you think that, oh, if you're a tourist somewhere. It happens. It's very real, especially with the big game coming up soon. That's, you know, kind of a prime time for trafficking.
Yep. So anyway, Levesque said he hadn't read the lawsuit. He doesn't have any knowledge of it. I don't want to get bogged down in that, which is what you'd expect him to say. I always thought Stephanie McMahon was kind of attractive. This guy looks, maybe he's got something going for him that you can't see, but he looks like, I don't know, he just, you know, like these wrestlers. So anyway, a McMahon has been accused by a former employee of trafficking, of assault, and physical abuse and stuff like
all
that.
All kinds of horrible stuff.
I don't think anybody expects that he was a really good human being, a really fine, upstanding. He comes across as a first-class jerk. And I wondered about his wife, who seems to have some class, Linda, who really ran the operation for the most part. McMahon was out there. He was setting a tone, but he was setting a tone based on, I think, who he really is. 78 years old now, and he says, I'm fully prepared to defend myself in court. So once again, I would ask, unless they pressured him to resign, which could have been the case because he's got these new, you know, these new people that he's partnered with are actually bought him out, so he's not the boss anymore.
But yeah, anyway, he was on the board of directors for, who is it, TKO, the parent company?
Yeah.
And Linda, I believe, divorced him a couple of
years ago. Oh, did she? Did she? Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, okay. I'm not up on the McMahon family values, whatever.
No, you don't watch that reality show? I'm just kidding.
No, I don't.
There's no reality show.
In China today, a court ordered the liquidation of the biggest real estate firm in China. Has huge debt connected to the government, but the government's not going to buy it out, so they have liquidated it. And apparently a bunch of European and American investors have gone in to try to pick up the pieces. That'll be interesting to watch. There's also a bill in Congress to address the fears that AI will cost jobs. I don't know how you're going to address that, frankly. I think it's a real issue. And I don't, you know, at this point, it'll be interesting to see what kind of interesting ideas. Because there are some good ideas. Some of these people in Congress are actually quite smart, and they're quite devoted. We basically, all of us, have a bad image of people in Congress, but they're all not like Lauren Boebert and AOC and, you know, some of the other loudmouth guys that are in there. Gates. Ugh. All right, let's get to this snowboarder, Jay, who is trapped overnight in a ski gondola. She rubbed her hands and her feet together to keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She was in a California resort. I went with a bunch of friends, and she got stuck overnight. Now, how in the world does this happen?
Well, where were the friends? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did,
exactly.
Did the gondola, was it just late and the gondola turned off and they didn't realize anybody was still there?
She
screamed desperately until she lost her voice. And at that point, she just felt like, I just have to wait until business operations come back on and hope that I can make it.
Well, that's what happened to her.
Yeah.
But she said she's just rubbing her
hands.
I can't imagine being stuck in a situation like that. Oof. All right, you have to help me with this. This story about that we've been kind of rattling around, this $2,500 worth of Stanley stainless steel cups that were stolen. I don't know what this is, what these are. You'll have to help me. What are Stanley stainless steel cups and why are they so valuable? And why would somebody buy, you know, all take a big chance and steal them? This is something that happened in California.
It's not that the Stanley Cups are super valuable, and these are like, you know, the Yeti tumblers or.
But we're not talking about the Stanley Cup for hockey.
Yeah, not the Stanley Cup for hockey. These are Stanley Cups, like different tumblers. There was a story recently where somebody had a Stanley Cup and it was in their car and their car caught fire and the car was completely demolished and the Stanley Cup was burnt but still functionable and there was still ice in the drink. Like, it was so cold and there was still ice in it. And then Stanley was like, you can't even buy a better promotion than like what happened in reality. So they not only replaced her Stanley Cup, but they replaced her whole car. It's just that's what these things are. They typically run about $35, $40, $50, around there.
Tumblers, but mugs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But they're definitely a popular product. It's Stanley, it's Yeti, and then there's one more that I'm forgetting.
Oh, okay.
Hydro Flask.
All right, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah, like those are kind of the big three. And somebody just stole a whole bunch off of a truck, and...
Mm. There you go. Bye-bye.
Going for it, yeah. Well, then Stanley also was in the news recently for a big frenzy of this, like, hot pink color that they were selling at Target. I think there was a partnership with Starbucks, I can't recall, but they were at Target, and they only had a limited supply, and for some reason, they just flew off the shelves. People were so excited for these, and they're now selling them for, like, I want to say 20 times the cost of what people actually originally bought them for. Yeah, it was such a frenzy that Stanley even said that they are not going to replace these. They're just going to move on. They were going to have another order come in of this like hot pink color. They were just like, you know what? Never mind. People are buying them and then reselling them and making a profit, and we're not here for that.
Really? Isn't that interesting? That happens a lot, though, with memorabilia, too, doesn't it? When you get right down to it. Yep. Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know what that leaves me. That fact, that story, leaves me speechless, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine? 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, and find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pretty much knows this is a theme from Magnum P.I. It has been revived first time around Tom Selleck, how he became well known. It's interesting how his career has brought him into some good movies, good television shows. I think, however, that his role now as the patriarch in Blue Bloods is the best role he's ever been in. I think
you might be right. You might be right.
That part, it fits him. But apparently, because he's 80 or 81.
So he turned now, 79 years old today. That's why we played that.
Is that it? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, well, he did Magnum P.I. in 1980, ran for 8 years, 80 to 88. And then he got Blue Bloods in 2010, which is now in his 14th and final season. I would say you probably, of the 31 years I've been doing the show, this is probably the first time that you are correct. This probably is his best role.
Yeah, thank you very much. But he doesn't really want to.
You're welcome for the compliment.
He has a ranch up the 101 in Los Angeles, and he apparently is tiring of going back and forth to New York all the time to play the role. You know, at that age, maybe he's having trouble walking. He broke his foot or his ankle or something. And
okay, I didn't know that.
So if you watch him, most of the time he's on, he's sitting down. Anyway,
according to IMDb, he took a 25% pay cut to do the final season of Blue Bloods. I guess that's what CBS required, which is sort of crazy if you think how popular that program has been for that network
and
over the last 13 years.
Then that's what ended it. Why would he do that? What's the point of that, unless CBS wanted to kill the show, which seems kind of stupid because it was the highest rated show they had. So, you know, how do these people think?
He was born in Detroit, Michigan.
Really?
Tom Selleck. Yeah, he probably was depressed after that loss by the Lions. But like I said to you off the air, I thought the coach of the Lions did a tremendously horrible coaching job in that game. I know I don't do sports, but I had a vent on that one.
Okay, good. All right, how do we do with box office totals over the weekend?
Well, interesting. There was no wide releases in the marketplace, but less movies mean better overall holds week to week. The Beekeeper actually popped into the number one spot, doing 7.4 million in business, 42 million in 3 weeks, 104 million worldwide. I think the budget was like 35 million. So this movie with Jason Statham is pretty profitable. Mean Girls placed second, 7.3, 61 million in 3 weeks. This one has not fared as well overseas. Just, you know, I think it's done like 22 million business overseas, so 83 million worldwide. Wonka, a big hit, 5.9, weekend number 7, $195 million here domestically, $552 million worldwide. This will turn into a franchise property. No doubt there will be a sequel. Number 4, Migration, again, holding very well week to week, 5.1, $101 million in 6 weeks. And anything, Anyone But You, round out the top 5, 4.8, $71 million in 6 weeks. Again, another profitable film because less movies in the marketplace, better holds. I got a chance to watch this movie, The Underdogs, on Amazon Prime with Snoop Dogg. He plays a coach of a youth football team. I got to tell you, Doug, I was so much stunned watching this because the profanity in this movie is rated R was so glaring. I think they must have used the F bomb, him and the kids, like 200 times.
He's useless. I don't need, he's the big all over the place. Oh, Snoop Dogg supports Donald Trump. Who cares?
Well, he's done a lot for youth football, actually. He's organized it. I read his net worth is $160 million, Snoop Dogg. He's not a great actor. He's an interesting personality, but, this movie, is really distasteful.
Garbage.
Holy Underdogs on Amazon, right? Yeah.
Robert De Niro has been talking a lot about his career. And one of the things that came out, Martin Scorsese confirmed this over the weekend, one of his most memorable lines, this is from the movie Taxi Driver, was, you talking to me?
Yes.
And apparently that wasn't in the script. It was just something that he decided he would be, improvised.
Well, I'll give you another example of that. Roy Scheider and Jaws going to need a bigger boat. That was an ad-lib line also, not in the script.
Yeah,
Are two iconic lines just thought off the top of the head during, when they yelled action. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Taylor Swift all over the place. I think I asked you about this last week.
Yeah, I haven't noticed her. Where's she been?
Yeah, I know. She's on the road a little bit. So this book, Argyle, why did somebody think that she wrote it? Where did that come from?
I don't know. That's sort of a... just a rumor somebody floated out there.
People need to get a life, don't they? The world is so fascinating.
She seems to be having a good time, which I think is actually really cool. I think it's
she
actually
can
really
handle cool. it. She can handle it, and that's what's good.
Hi,
Chucker. Talk to you tomorrow here. 59 after on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.